Okay. Have you read all the Harry Potter books?
Yeah. I read them like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pick your color. I have more.
Wow, these are cool.
Oh, that's
I'll take the gold one.
Okay. I'll have... Let me see if that's bronze.
Oh, bronze. Okay.
Black.
Okay.
Okay. You have to put the curse cards. The curse cards in one pile.
Mm-hmm.
And the money cards and stuff. Here's the spell cards.
Okay.
The money cards.
Spells, like putting a spell on someone?
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad.
Okay.
And here's the charms. Here's charms.
This looks like a fun game. It's more interesting than your regular trivia game.
Charms.
Okay.
Spells. That and that.
What are these cards? Should I look at it?
You got Ravenclaw.
Okay.
I'm just trading aloud if you want. Gryffindor.
Okay, what does that mean? Oh, I'm something on the board. Okay.
You're Ravenclaw.
I'm Ravenclaw.
Here's a card for Ravenclaw. Here's mine. You only need one of these, they're not. They just show you what are what. Cut.
Okay.
And here's the cards.
Okay.
Okay, and this is how you play. Go around the board, and every time you answer one with choices, then you get one charm.
Okay.
And every time you miss it, curse. And every time you land on one of these or go past it, spell. And every time you go in without choices, two trump cards.
Okay.
Have you played Harry Potter? Have you done Harry Potter?
No.
This is going to be hard for you.
Okay.
And when you have six, you go to your place, like Ravenclaw stuff, and you answer your final question without choices.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's start. Why don't we start? Who goes first?
I'll go first.
Oops.
Four. One, two, three, four. I don't do anything, but I get spells.
Okay.
Okay, my spell is... Madame Pomfrey casts a spell on you that protects you from all injuries. Nothing can hurt you now. This card exempts you from having to go to the hospital when you...
Okay, so you just keep that.
Yeah.
Right.
Hold this card and return to the deck after use. There you go.
Six. So which way do I go? Or does it matter?
Anyway.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay, yeah, spells. Your spells is... Oh, this is good. You learn a spell that allows you to think like Hermione Granger. You're able to answer almost any question. Use this card to answer another player's question. Play card when a question is read. Answering player must answer without the help of a multiple choice. If they get it wrong, you get to answer. Answer correctly and take 2 charm cards.
Okay, wow. That looks... Yeah. So I can sort of take someone's question away from them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only after they miss it. Okay, you get a hat.
I get a hat.
Yes, I have to...
Wait, why don't we pull these out? How does this work? What do you mean by a hat? Oh, I see.
Yeah, give me one.
Okay.
Who teaches the history of magic at Hogwarts?
These are questions about Harry Potter.
You can take multiple choices.
Okay, I'll take multiple choices.
Okay. A. Professor McGonagall. B. Professor Spiritus. C. Professor Binns.
I'm going to say A. No.
C.
Okay. All right. So what?
They're really hard. I'm not that good at
them. Oh, okay. So you really need to know about this game. Okay.
Yeah, I know about it really well, but I haven't done it so long ago. Okay. So you get a curse.
Oh, I get a curse. Okay.
Your curse is: someone has placed a tangled limbs curse on you. You trip over Mrs. Norris and break your arm, mangy cat. Go to hospital and see Madame Pomfrey. Roll even to exit. You are automatically released on your third roll. Play immediately and return card to deck. So
okay.
Where's the hospital link?
Okay, so where is the hospital?
Somewhere. There.
Okay, just go in there. Okay,
yeah,
I see.
Do.
Bummer.
11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay.
House.
So that's in here?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I read you the question. Then.
Yeah.
When they are visiting Diagon Alley, what do Hagrid and Harry buy immediately after they finish their ice cream? Okay, so you want multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay. A, parchment and quills. B, books. C, more ice cream.
C. I mean, B.
Nope, it was A, parchment and quills. Okay.
You are the victim of a clumsy curse that causes you to drop your wand while flying over the Forbidden Forest. Go to forest. Roll odd to exit. You are automatically reached on your third roll, playing immediately.
Okay. So you're going... We're mostly getting curses here, I guess.
Yeah.
You're going to the forest. Wait, where is the forest? Is that it? Okay. So I have to roll even and you have to roll odd.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a 4. So.
So you're released.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
What you get? Hagrid states the Professor Quirrell's nervous dispassion is due to the fact that he had a nasty bit of trouble with what?
Well, I'm going to need the multiple choice.
I don't need this one either.
Yeah.
An evil poltergeist, his wife. A hag.
I'll say C, a hag. All right.
You're just guessing.
Yeah, but...
You got potion bottles.
Okay, what does that mean?
They're just a charm.
Okay.
My turn.
I'm going to put in these over here, the ones we did. Okay.
Odd.
All right, you're lucky.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Oh, and you have to get your spells with your password. You learn a new spell that repels all other spells. This card protects you from any spell card played against you.
Okay.
And I get spells too. Peeves the Poltergeist has swapped around all the first year wands. Peeves is reported to the Bloody Baron. Trade places with any other player on the board.
Well,
I'm holding this.
Okay, you don't have to do it.
No, I don't. You don't.
Okay, how does the game end?
If you get, when you get 6 charm cards and go back to your house and answer the final question.
Oh, okay. Okay. We may not end up ending, but
yeah,
but you get a question
now.
Give
me a red.
Okay.
Red house.
Where does Hermione Granger have her first encounter with a troll at Hogwarts?
in the girl's bath.
Wow! That was awesome. Okay.
Can I get Nimbus 2000 and Cauldron?
Okay.
Okay.
Good. That was impressive. All right.
11.
And I passed one of those, right? Okay. This is a fun game.
It's another Hermione adventure. Okay. You got...
Oh, okay. I'll never be able to do that.
Yeah. Muggles are one of the hardest ones.
Oh, okay.
What type of snake does Harry Potter converse with in the reptile house at the zoo?
All right. What are the
choices? A, a boa constrictor. B, python. C, rattlesnake.
A, boa constrictor.
Yeah.
Good guess. Hey, I'm doing good. Okay.
He said he was going to Brazil or something.
He said he was going to what?
Going to Brazil or something. He said, I'm going to have to get out of here and get a train. Why is that thing moving, the VU?
You know what? When do you think it moves? Do you notice when it moves?
It moves. Oh, yeah, it's your voice.
Yeah, it moves when it's hearing how loud we are. So whenever we talk, it moves, basically. Okay.
Let me see how high it goes.
Go ahead. Ah!
See how it goes pretty high. If you scream to go off.
We scream. Let's scream together. Ready?
One, two, three.
Ah! Well, didn't get past the yellow.
Yeah.
I think the red means it really loud.
If I scream as hard as I could.
How about if you scream into it?
Can't.
Oh, I'm going to love this when I'm listening to it. Loud.
Yeah. That wasn't really loud. I just
yeah, well, that was loud enough. So, yeah, it goes higher. That's what it's telling us. It sort of lets us know that it's working.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So I got that one. So what do I get now? A spell? A curse? I get a spell, right? Because I answered that question.
Charm.
I mean a charm. I meant a charm.
Owl.
Oh, okay.
Three.
Okay. Oops. Okay. Which centaur is wild and black-haired?
Oh. Choices.
You need the choices? Bane, Ronin, Firenze.
I think it was Ronin.
Sorry, Bane. It was Bane. Okay, anyways. Okay.
Your house is plagued with the troublesome troll curse. You have been given the envious task of getting the troll back to the dungeon. Go to the dungeon roll lower than the previous player to exit. You are automatically released on your third.
Let me
see if I'm going to do it. Okay, where's the dungeon?
It's over here.
It's not too bad. I'll do it.
Do you have a choice? Oh, you have a card to get over.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to go to the dungeon?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We've got two of these.
Can I roll lower?
What?
I can't roll. Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, I see. Roll lower than previous player. Okay. Four. That's going to be hard. One, two, three, four. Get a green one. No, go ahead.
What distinctive marking does Professor McGonagall have as a cat she shares with her wizarding self? A, black paws and legs, like the black boots and stockings she wears. B, brown spots like the freckles on her face. C, square markings around the eyes, the same shape as her glasses.
I'd say the last one, C. I'm just guessing what seems like the most obvious. Okay, I'm putting them here. All right.
Cauldron.
All right.
Okay, four. Gotta be dead. Six.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Okay, these are upside down. All right. 10. Oh, that should be easier to roll over than me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I got a...
Spell.
Spell.
You accidentally discover a spell that will transport you anywhere in the castle. Use this card to move anywhere on the board except your house.
Okay. So if I want to move,
you can
later on.
Okay.
Okay. So when I get a
question, it's a hat. Who is the charms teacher? A. Professor Flitwick. B. Professor Weaklet. C. Professor Binns.
C. Okay.
Professor Flitwick.
Okay.
Binns was a different one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you get a curse. So that's curses. Your brilliant spell to make Mrs. Norris disappear turns out to be a curse. Now she follows you wherever you go, blasted cat. Select a house. All players from that house must give a random charm card to the player on their right.
Wait, this is a curse? So I select a house. Oh, I see. And everyone from that?
I was asked to give the charm card.
I have to ask you to give the charm card.
To you.
To you. So I actually win.
Good.
Unless, okay.
And it has to be six different charm cards. And I'm giving this anyone.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Now it doesn't really count for you.
Right. So you okay.
This. Okay. 10.
Oh, okay. No.
What
no.
Should I do? Like, do?
I think it means you can go. Yeah, because it was the same as me. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I get a spell.
Yeah.
Okay. You accidentally discover that spell or transport you anywhere in the world.
Okay. All right, which one are you on? Thunderbolt. Okay. In potions class, what part of a unicorn have the students never used in experiments?
Horn. Tail. What was it?
Blood.
Oh.
Those
yeah.
Were the other two choices. Horn and tail were the other two choices.
Okay,
tail hair.
Blood. It makes you live longer.
Oh.
It doesn't make you do that, it's a bad thing. So they never use it.
Okay.
Oh no! Neville Longbottom is struck once again by the forgetful curse. It's contagious and causes you to forget your password too. The player to your left randomly selects one of your charm cards. Let me do something.
What? Oh, you're gonna. Oh, you can't. You can't.
I can't do it.
Oh no.
Okay, let's end this 2000.
This doesn't work too well with just two players.
Yeah, but it's no matter what.
Wow. How many do I have? Oh, I have. Oh, these are the same. I have 4. Okay. You know what, though? We should probably stop if you want to get out of here at a reasonable time. I hate to stop when I'm winning, but is that okay?
Okay.
This is a fun game. I like this game. Now I have to read the book. I would like to read. How many books are there?
4.
Oh, I thought there were more than that.
There's 7, but the next 3 aren't out.
Oh, okay.
The fourth is 762 pages, I think.
Oh, my gosh. So you've read that all?
My dad read it to me. And some parts it's scary.
Uh-huh.
I think the Sorcerer's Stone is the scariest. The first one.
Okay.
The last one's sort of sad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, one second. The last one's sad. So when is the next one supposed to come out?
I don't know. I think it's another 5 years.